F1 Academy is returning for its second year this week for the first round of seven of the season. So let's look at the drivers, the format of the racing, and preview round one for Jeddah. Welcome to season two of Formula Talk. My name is Sophia, and we're doing something a little bit different for this episode. It's just me. But before we get into this episode, we must thank our sponsor for this episode, which is BetOnline. BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be your fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino or card games, available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on all the action. Remember to use our promo code BELIEVE, that is BLEAB, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. And also, be sure to follow us on all the social media channels at GridTalkUK to stay up to date with this show. As many people who have listened, or if you're just listening for the first time, welcome. We are the sister show of GridTalk. Our format has changed. We now have our own YouTube channel, so you can find us at Formula Talk on YouTube. However, if you're listening to us on Spotify, Apple Music, Pocket Cast, you can find us under the GridTalk catalog. So let's look at the format and let's look at the F1 Academy season this year. Bit different from last year. It was very distant to its F1 and F2 and F3 race weekends. It wasn't actually backed by anything. It was kind of its own solo. So they were racing at different tracks when other racing was taking place, but not on F1 race weekends. This year, they are following the F1 calendar. So we have seven rounds of this season. First one is in Jeddah, followed by Miami in May, Barcelona in June, Zandvoort in August, Singapore in September, Qatar end of November, December, and then finishing off at Yas Marina in December. So really good. Hopefully we'll be able to watch on wherever you watch your normal F1, F2, and F3. For the UK, it's Sky. Hopefully we can follow them there and keep up to all the racing. Now, they've also changed the format on how qualifying, free practices, and the racing goes, probably to make it up with the schedule, because there's some weekends, like Barcelona, for example, it is F1 Academy, F1, F2, and F3, so they can't do the format of last year of two qualifiers, two free practices, and two races. So it pretty much follows similar to Formula 2 and Formula 3, where they have free practice and qualifying on one day. If you follow Formula 1, Jeddah, it is a Saturday race, not a Sunday race, to keep in time with Ramadan. So everything shift an extra day forward. So normally you would have free practice and qualifying on Friday for F2 and F3. It's on Thursday, and this is the same case for F1 Academy. On Friday will be race one, which I believe looks to be almost like a sprint format. And then race two will be on Saturday. It looks to be about 30-minute racing. We will get more details in press releases coming up during this week. Information, so both 13 laps, race one and race two, there is no kind of history of fastest lap because it's the first time they're going to be racing in Jeddah, which is really exciting because it's a really cool track to actually start racing in. Let's look at the drivers. So the format's a bit different this year as well. Each F1 team has backed a driver. And then you also have title sponsors backing drivers as well. Some examples of title sponsors include Tommy Hilfiger, Charlotte Tilbury, and Puma. And we'll get more into details of that. And then we also have wild card entries. Now, wild card entries were added for this season, and selected drivers will be offered to drive operated by Prema, in addition to the three seats that they already have for the full 2024 season. And they are eligible to score points in the championship. Susie Wolf, who is the head of F1 Academy, has stated that the goals of the wildcard entries are to promote regional talent, engage with local communities, and increase the talent pool in the regions in which we race. So for the wildcards, it is drivers who have the same nationality of the race. So we do have a wildcard for Jeddah, a Saudi Arabian driver of Rima Jilafi, and I'm so sorry if I mispronounce this. She's a 32-year-old Saudi Arabian driver. She is the first Saudi Arabian woman racing driver, the first Saudi woman to hold a racing license, and also the first Saudi woman to win an international motor race. She was also the runner-up in the 2022 GT Pro-Am. So she will be racing this weekend coming. We don't know who the wild cards are for the other racing rounds. So it'll be American next time as we will be racing in Miami. And I'm excited to see who that is because there's a lot of great talents in the States with female drivers racing in different disciplines from IndyCar, IndyNext, NASCAR, and even some of the regional F4 USA championships. So be interesting to see. So teams are the same as last year. We have ART, Campos, MP Motorsport, Prema, and Roding Carling, which is now called Roding due to sponsorship. Looking at ART, we have Bianca Bustamante, who will be in car number one, driver number 16. She is a 19-year-old from the Philippines. She previously raced in W Series. She raced in the F1 Academy last season as well, where she finished 7th. She is racing currently in the Formula Winter Series as well. She is backed by McLaren and is also a development driver for McLaren for this season. This will be her second year in F1 Academy. Joining her is Leah Block, and you might recognize that last name. She is the daughter of the late Ken Block. I'm so excited to see her. She has done so well. Her background is American Rally Association. She was the O2 WD 2023 Championship. She is also racing in Formula Winter Series as well. She was involved in Extreme E and Nitrocross, and she's American. If you aren't familiar with her, this would be her rookie year. And she is also backed by Williams. Rounding out the ART, we have Aurelia Nobel, which is a 17-year-old Brazilian-Belgian driver. Her background is primarily racing in the F4 circuits. She currently is racing in the F4 UAE Championship. In December 2022, she won the senior category in the Girls on Track Rising Star program, which is organized by the FIA Women in Motorsport Commission, and was able to get a place in the Ferrari Driver Academy. However, she is not backed by Ferrari, but she is part of the Ferrari Driver Academy. However, her main sponsor is Puma. So as mentioned, sometimes the title sponsors will have a sole car that they will back for the season, and that is Barilla for Puma, and it's her rookie season. Looking at Campos, we have Carrie Schneider returning back, the 25-year-old German endurance racing background. She finished third in the 2020 Nürburgring Endurance Series, winner in the 2018 Lamborghini Super Tofolo Middle East Pro-Am and the DMV Gran Turismo Touring Car Cup. She's also racing in F4 UAE and also the Winter Series. This will also be her last season of F1 Academy due to age. Currently, F1 Academy, you have to be under 25, and also there was an introduction of a 2-year limit. However, at the time of this recording, we are unsure if it's 2 years starting this year or if it is applicable to last year as well, because that means that there's a lot of these drivers will be going into their last year. I want to say I hope that it's this year starts the 2-year kind of limit, because last year there was some hiccups. It wasn't as backed and supported, so I think it really would do a disservice to a lot of these drivers who came in last year if they have to leave at the end of the season. So hopefully it is 2 years starting from this season. Looking at support, she is currently Sauber backed as well. So we might see a green livery if you follow F1 for the Sauber stake, or if you watch Formula 2 in Zay Maloney. Joining her, returning back as well, this team for Campos actually is one of the half of the grid that has returning only drivers. Joining her is Chloe Chambers, the 19-year-old American. She raced in W Series a couple years ago, and she raced last year in the former regional Oceanic Championship and the Porsche Sprint North America. She is also backed by Haas, which makes sense. American, Haas, pretty much works hand in hand. Rounding out Campos, one of the last entries actually to be announced, it had to be her. Like, she had such a great season last year in F1 Academy and even in W Series as well. And it's Nerea Marti, the 22-year-old Spanish driver. She raced two seasons in W Series. On her debut, she actually finished fourth in the series, which is great. Again, she raced last year in F1 Academy. She also finished fourth then. She is backed by one of the sponsors of Tommy Hilfiger. So her car is looking to probably be a, I think I've seen it, it's all Tommy Hilfiger design and color. So it looks really cool. She came second in the GT Winter Series in 2021-2022. And then also second in the 2022 CER D1 Series as well. As mentioned, she is returning back to the F1 Academy season this year. Looking at MP Motorsport, it looks to be the same return almost from last season. We have the sisters of Amda and Hamda. Hamda is the younger of the sisters at 21, the Emirati. She was currently the runner-up in the F4 Saudi Championship. She finished third in the F1 Academy last year as well, and she is part of the Red Bull Academy program. She is Red Bull-backed and also, as mentioned, Academy. Joining her sister, 23-year-old, she finished sixth last year in F1 Academy and is also racing in the F4 Saudi Championship, and she is Red Bull Academy program and VCARB-backed. Joining them is Emily De Huss, which is the 21-year-old Dutch. She finished ninth last year in F1 Academy. She competed in W Series in 2021, and she's also Red Bull backed, but it looks to be a sponsorship, not backed by the actual F1 teams. So that's one of the teams that has an all-returning grid. Now this team, Prema, now a long-standing in supporting series from F2, F3, F4, to endurance, to many, many different disciplines. They have an all-rookie lineup. I think this is going to be a really good team to watch because the accolades that this team have are absolutely amazing. So starting up, we have Tina Hussmann, which is a 17-year-old Swiss driver. She only started racing in single seating last year. She is racing in F4 UAE Championship as well and is backed by Aston Martin. And so I'm excited to see with that. I know Jessica Hawkins, who is, I think her title is F1 Academy supporting director or something like that for Aston Martin specifically. Like, her knowledge, her skills, I think it's going to be great to see. Jessica comes with so many different knowledge and disciplines of different racings. Obviously, she raced the W Series as well, and she's been in an F1 car in testings. I think it's going to be really exciting to see how she supports Tina in this season. I'm expecting really good things. Joining her is a driver who, if you watch endurance, you probably recognize his name very, very well, and it's Dorian Pin, the 20-year-old French driver. She races in the European and World Endurance Circuits. She won the Ferrari Challenge European Championship in 2022. She finished third in the Ferrari Challenge Finale Modali, back in 2022, and was the runner-up last year in the F4 Southeast Asia Championship. She is racing in F4 UAE and also will be racing for the Iron Dames, which is where you probably recognize her name. She'll be racing in IMSA, GT, and also the World Endurance Championship for the GT3 in the Iron Dames as well. So she has so many accolades. I believe they were the first all-female team to get pole. I believe they won last year a race. So she is really great. And at 20 years old, I'm really excited to see. She is backed by Mercedes Gibbon. I'm really excited to see the support, if they give much support for that, but looking to be quite a really good contender for the championship already due to preseason testing. Rounding up the Prema, we had Meyer Won, which is a 19-year-old Dutch, Belgian, and Spanish driver. She primarily has a Formula 4 and Formula Regional Oceanic Championship background. She was the first ever female driver academy driver backed, and as pretty much comes with it, she is the Ferrari backed driver for this season. So that is another one that's been rumored as a good contender for the 2024 F1 Academy season. The last team is Carling, Roding Carling. We have Abby Pulling is returning back, the 20-year-old British driver. Raced in W Series for 2 years. She is Alpine backed and will be racing by Alpine in the liveries as well. She is coached by former W Series driver Alice Powell and will be racing the F4 British Championship this year. This will be her second year returning back into F1 Academy. Joining her is Lola Olafs, which is a 18-year-old French driver. I raced in F1 Academy last year. She is one of the other drivers who has a main sponsor-backed car, and that is Charlotte Tilbury, which is a makeup brand. Her livery is so cool. It has like lips and lipstick and mascara. It's in like an all-black livery with like bright colors. I enjoy it. It looks really cool. It'll be nice to see it on the grid because it will definitely stand out compared to the rest of the drivers. And rounding out the last driver, F1 Academy, another late announcement, and I'm really happy that she's also back for this season. It is Jessica Edgar, the 18-year-old British driver. This is her second year at F1 Academy. She finished 8th last year. This is also her third year, actually, in single-seating racing. So I am super excited to see how that turns out for her. But looking at this grid, there's so many cool drivers coming in. We have people from different disciplines, different nationalities, different backgrounds. Obviously, some of them are getting their hands behind the wheel early this season, racing in other disciplines to kind of get used to racing again because it's been a while. The F1 Academy car is based similar to the F4 design with the Dallara and seating and kind of how the car is built. So it's quite good that a lot of these drivers are doing F4 or regional style racing before they get into the F1 Academy seats. Oh, I'm so excited. I know if you've listened to last season talking about F1 Academy, we had some doubts. We had some negativity about it because of the lack of support, the lack of viewership, the lack of just information that we had of the season. But I'm really happy that F1 Academy is backed by F1. It is fully supported with the support of Susie Wolf, who is absolutely amazing in her own right as well. The fact that we will be able to hopefully watch them how we watch Formula 2 and Formula 3, it produces such a good step for females' viewerships, for young kids to kind of get involved. There's so many really cool initiatives that they're doing. They're doing like Girls on Track, they're doing Drive for Your Change, karting championships for females, so many sponsorship ideas to get more females into racing, as it is very male dominated, this sport, and we're trying to change that. And I'm so excited to see that for it. My predictions, I got any predictions. I think in qualifying, I think Hamda will take pole. I think for race one, my podium will be, if it's going to be reverse grid for the board, which I have a feeling it probably is. I believe it's probably like first 8 reverse grid, probably by the looks of it, there's 16 drivers on the grid with the wild card. I'm thinking Dorian Pinn, P1, Abby Pulling, P2, and Bianca, P3. And that's for race one. For race two, I think Hamda will win from pole. I think Dorian will come second. I think it'll be a good weekend for her. And let's go Leah Block, P3. That's my predictions. I saw some of the testing information, but the thing is that we honestly don't know. It's the first round of the season. I am so excited to watch this along Formula 2 this season. Well, for this round. Miami, I believe it's only going to be F1 Academy, so all eyes are going to be on them, and we will definitely preview that and also review how F1 Academy turns out this weekend. But yeah, that's it for the show. I'm so excited. I hope you guys enjoy this format where it's just myself speaking. We will be back for more Formula Talk episodes. Our next episode will be reviewing last weekend, which was in Bahrain, the F2 and F3 season, which is an episode you do not want to miss because it was an absolute killer of a season. And then we'll also be previewing F2 racing in Jeddah as well. So Formula Talk Season 2 is available on YouTube. Where episodes are posted after we record these episodes. These are pre-recorded episodes. I recorded this today on the 3rd of March. As mentioned, we have moved from our usual Grid Talk channel to our own channel, which is called Formula Talk. So you can find us there. But you can also find our back catalogs of Season 1 of Formula Talk under the Grid Talk channel. But you can also, if you listen to us via podcast, you can find us on Amazon Fire, Spotify, Podcasts, Apple Music, Verbal, and Pocket Cast. We are still under the Grid Talk for the catalogs for those episodes. And please consider supporting the channel on Patreon so we can get mics, lights, and better recording equipment. And then again, make sure you subscribe either to YouTube, to Spotify, to any of our social media to know when each new episode is released. We'll be back soon to review Bahrain for F2 and F3 and preview F2 Jeddah. Thank you very much for listening to Formula Talk presented by Bet Online. Goodbye.